Absolute Furniture in High Point transformed their production warehouse into a campaign backdrop for Romney's visit. Red, white, and blue upholstered chairs made at the factory surrounded the podium. During his visit, Romney talked a lot about fiscal responsibility, smaller government, and strengthening the economy.
High taxes, high unemployment, failing schools. Look, you can see where the liberals would take us. You can look around the world and see what's happening in Greece and Spain and Italy. You can see even the mistakes that are being made in great states like California. Or we can instead return to principles that bring in businesses, that encourage entrepreneurs, that fix our schools, that take advantage of energy. We will restore America by bringing back the values and principles of America.
North Carolina is a swing state in the 2012 presidential election. Thousands of people turned out to see Romney speak in High Point at the ticketed event, but a little more than 1,500 people were able to fit into the furniture company's production facility. Vance Murhoff and his family waited behind a gate in front of the site, hoping to catch a glimpse of the presumptive GOP nominee.
And we were pleasantly surprised about how many people showed up. We kept on going and going, and the line kept on going, and didn't mind waiting, knowing that there's so much support for Governor Romney.
During the event, North Carolinians also got a chance to hear from Romney's vice presidential pick, Wisconsin Congressman and House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan.
It's not just North Carolina or Wisconsin or Massachusetts or Maine or California. America is an idea. And the idea of America was very clear. Our founders made it really explicit. Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
Many people wore American-themed clothing and waved their flags and patriotic signs during the event. Olga Perkins is originally from Costa Rica, but now calls Greensboro her home. Her family carried large signs that read Latinos for Romney and Ryan 2012.
I'm not a single-issue voter, and so therefore, that's one of the things that I find really bothersome, that you automatically think Hispanic and you think illegal immigration. But we as the Hispanic community care about jobs, the economy, education, and unfortunately, the Hispanic community is hurting in those areas. And I really do think that the Romney-Ryan ticket is the ticket that's going to bring the solutions to those problems.
Lisa and Darren McMahon own Blinds Pro, a home furnishings company in Raleigh. They want to see more support for small businesses like theirs.
I'd like to see a more simplified tax code. We spend a lot of time as small business owners doing taxes. We spend a lot of money on having someone do our taxes. It's too complicated.
The High Point area has been hit hard by a loss of manufacturing jobs over the past 10 years. Several vacant plants line West Green Drive where Romney spoke at Absolute Furniture. City resident Michelle Abriola says she believes Romney is the right candidate to turn things around.
I sent my children to private school, and tuition's up, seats are down. It's hard to pay for a good education nowadays because the price of everything is going up. He's going to bring jobs back to this area, which will bring people back to this area and fill the seats in my private school and make everything a little more competitive.
Absolute Furniture in High Point employs 25 people. Owner Melanie McNamara says she plans to send the upholstered chairs used during the Romney campaign event to the White House to remind Washington that North Carolina is proud to make American products. For WFDD News, I'm Carrie Brown in High Point.